This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Vivian Eisenstadt, Chief Orthopedic Specialist and founder of Prevent the Pain Therapy Incorporated. With a natural and comprehensive healing process, Eisenstadt teaches patients how to make simple changes in everyday habits to live life without chronic pain. Vivian, welcome to eHealth Radio.
I'm glad to be here.
Likewise, certainly good that you came out today. We're wanting to hear more about how to alleviate pain. So what made you decide, first of all, to become a physical therapist?
Well, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York, and I was a big tomboy. I was into every sport there was. And I was captain of my basketball team at a little private school in Brooklyn. And then when I went to public Brooklyn College, this was before the days of the WNBA or possibilities of rising in sports. The point guard on the basketball team there was 6'2". So I was sort of out of luck at that point. So I became an athletic training major because I still was intrigued and basically worked with the human body every day. All I did was play sports. So our athletic training teacher, this wonderful, amazing guy, Bill Chisholm, one day took us on a field trip to an outpatient orthopedic physical therapy clinic. And, you know when they say the light bulb goes off when you know what you want to do for a living? The light bulb, you know, shattered above my head. And from that moment on, I knew that I was going to be an outpatient orthopedic physical therapist.
Great stuff. Now, what is the most common condition that you see and one way to prevent it?
Well, the most common condition that I've been seeing as a physical therapist, I've been practicing in my own clinic since 2003, and the postural epidemic is what it is. It's an epidemic. We have computers. We're sitting in cars. We're sitting on the couch. We're just not moving enough, and we're creating muscle tightness in certain areas like our hip flexors and the top of our neck and the scalene muscles in the front, and we're not using our stomach. So our backs are getting tight and our necks are getting tight. So the most common issue that I see people come in with is low back pain and neck pain as a result of their job mixed with their stress, mixed with not doing anything about it.
Yeah, that last part is the key. So tell me, what separates your physical therapy clinic from the others out there?
Well, when I was in college, I came down with chronic fatigue syndrome, Epstein-Barr virus, whatever you want to call it. But either way, I went from being a bodybuilder to not being able to get out of bed for 6 months. And after that, I had 14 years of dealing with chronic fatigue syndrome until in 2003, a homeopathic doctor, Dr. Stephen Small, helped get my chronic fatigue into remission using homeopathic methods. So in the meantime, while I was still ill, I still graduated mainstream orthopedic physical therapy. I worked at Cedars-Sinai. I worked at their spine center. I understand the anatomy, biomechanics of what occurs in our body. But what I also educated myself in through getting myself better is the holistic component towards treating the body as a whole and getting someone better physically, mentally, and emotionally at the same time. And when a person comes in, it's never just an ankle sprain. It's never just low back pain. It's never just neck pain. It's also the fact that they have neck pain because they can't express themselves to their boss, or migraines because they're holding in stress and tension from relationships that aren't working for them. And I don't just look at the body part as the issue, but what is the person doing that's either feeding into that issue or helping getting themselves better? And I make it the responsibility of the patient to start taking care of themselves so that when they get better, they don't get sick again. I help them understand exactly where their issue is coming from, what they can do habit-wise, what they can do immediate-wise, to understand all the different components of where their pain comes from. They're all on a home program. You know, we can't do it on our own. The person has to fix themselves. They have to be doing proper habits that feed into keeping their body in balance. So our clinic addresses all of that with exercises, both in-house using Pilates-based physical therapy, and then making sure that people have physical and mental support to get through their process so that they come out with a pain-free conclusion and stay pain-free.
Today we are joined by Vivian Eisenstadt, Chief Orthopedic Specialist and founder of Prevent the Pain Therapy Incorporated, here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell me, what do you like best about what you do?
Well, when I was looking over this question, what showed up in my head was a patient who came to me after going to Cedars-Sinai, and they wanted to open her up, but she didn't really know why. And she was trying to have a baby with her husband, but she couldn't even get into the situation to have a practice because her back and hip was hurting so much. And so she came into my office, and the look of sadness and desperation of someone who just really wanted to feel better so she can live her life and fulfill her dreams touches home for me. And to this day, she has a 3-year-old baby as proof that what we did was able to help her, and she was able to fulfill what worked for her. So, you know, money can't buy that. That's a gift to be able to be, I would say, the messenger. You know, we help people get back to the things that make them happy.
Without a question. Now, if you would, how else does Prevent the Pain help people besides physical therapy?
Well, because we address the person as a whole, and how you do anything is how you do everything, then we end up helping people in all different aspects of their lives. Because if somebody's jerking themselves around physically, then you know that they're reacting really quickly to relationships in their lives. When people are not sitting straight and they're getting massages and half feeling better, but they're not addressing how they're handling themselves throughout the day, the fact that we address all the different angles makes a huge difference in the success rate that we have. But we also address the fact that when a person comes into our clinic, they're not just a physical being, they're also a chemical being. They also have tightness, and there are things, we have some machinery and modalities that we use that are different than the standard physical therapy practice. For example, we have a whole body vibration machine that we put people on, and by just having them stand on there passively for 10 minutes, they increase strength, they decrease their tightness, they're able to increase the circulation throughout their body, so their body is allowing the oxygen to get through their blood vessels to bring the proper nutrients to the different parts of the body. It releases serotonin and growth hormones, so they're happy about coming to therapy, and it helps their body get into a healing state. Then we also have modalities like an infrared sauna, which is all along the same lines of getting the body into a healing position. So an infrared sauna heals the body from the inside out to help detoxification of all the toxins that we have on a daily basis. In L.A., it's the smog or the food we eat or the processed sugars. But our bodies function better when we are detoxified, when we have more energy to focus on healing. We also look, like I said before, at the mental and emotional issues that the patient is dealing with at the same time. When someone gets into a car accident, it's not just the neck that hurts. It's the person's in a state of post-traumatic stress. The patient's in a state of fear or panic or just lost their car. And when we're working with a patient, we're working with the person. And by taking care of the person and having the person feel heard and having the person address their own mental process in this, we tend to get patients better in half the time by looking at the patient as a unit instead of just a part of the body.
Well, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be in touch with you online.
If anyone wants more information on Prevent the Pain Therapy, they can reach us at www.ptpt.com or preventthepain.com, because that's our goal. We don't just want to get people better. We want them to not be back except to say hi. We could also be reached at 310-623-4444.
And in conclusion, what are some things that you do on a daily basis that help you stay pain-free?
One of the main things I do to help stay pain-free is when I start feeling the pain is when I address it. And when I start having pain, I look at all the different components as to why I may be having pain. If I start having neck pain, I will stretch out my neck. I will look at whether I'm sleeping okay. I will look at what stressors are making me possibly sit for too long that might be feeding into it. How are my body mechanics when I'm working on my patients? Am I watching the way I'm moving so that I'm not overusing my neck when I'm doing deep tissue work? I have all my massage therapists work on me. We have great massage therapists here. And I just do a mental check. I also do things to keep myself healthy to begin with. I stretch every day. I go to the gym as much as possible. I walk through nature. I meditate to release some of the emotional stress. And I'm always checking my life to see where it is that I can improve and what it is I can do to change how I'm feeling versus this is out of my hands.
It's certainly been good to catch up with you. We've been speaking with Vivian Eisenstadt, Chief Orthopedic Specialist and founder of Prevent the Pain Therapy Incorporated, with a natural and comprehensive healing process. Eisenstadt teaches patients how to make simple changes in everyday habits to live life without chronic pain. And the website of reference, once again, is preventthepain.com. Vivian, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, and this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Pain Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network, and we do thank you for listening, and until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.